our third lesson in spiritual gifts. Week one, we talked about being fruit bearers. Do you remember? Being fruit bearers for the kingdom. Week two, we talked about using our talents. We saw the parable in Matthew 25, and we saw the story about using our talents, that spiritual giftedness, that strength that God has given you, versus burying them in the sand and not using them, and thereby wondering, what if I'd only use my talent? Today, we're going to begin to define just a little bit spiritual gifts. Although I'm going to read the first list of spiritual gifts. I'm not going to talk about them individually yet, but focus on two of the last verses in 1 Corinthians 12. And so if you have your Bible, we're going to be in 1 Corinthians 12, one of the lists in the New Testament of spiritual gifts. Let me say before we start, spiritual gifts, when we have them, are not necessarily for our own benefit. That's not new to you, right? You knew that. Work with me here. Spiritual gifts are for, not necessarily, just because we have been blessed with a spiritual gift and having trusted Christ as Lord, the Holy Spirit of God has given you each a gift or more to be used, not necessarily for ourselves, but for the benefit of others, benefit of the church, and to bring glory to God. And so, let us bear in mind that they are for service for others and bringing God glory more so than being for ourselves. Now, in 1 Corinthians 12, most of you know this because you've seen this scripture plenty of times. Paul uses the analogy of the human body to enlighten the church there at Corinth how similar they are. And so he gives us this analogy of the human body. I'm going to read through most of that in just a moment. To bring to mind a couple of very, very important points, and we're going to focus on them at the end of this passage here today. How every single part of the church is vitally important. And so he uses that body analogy. But I want you to think for just a moment in another way. I want you to think of a car, because most of you are drivers here, or soon will be, or have been. I want you to think of the analogy of a car for a second. Think for a moment of some of the vital components of a car that must be there or the car won't run. What comes to mind? The engine, obviously. Yeah, what else? The wheels, okay. It might run without them, but it ain't going to run very far, is it? Yeah. Gas is part of it that has to be in there, but the gas tank wouldn't run without that. Seemingly insignificant piece. Think now low-term parts of the car that nobody thinks about, but must be there or the car won't run. Fuel pump, okay. What? A key. Yeah, a key. Some guys can get around the key. Maybe some gals can too. Spark plug wires, gas tanks, battery cables, all kinds of things that we would think is seemingly insignificant, but the car will not run without a battery cable. The car will not go anywhere without a gas tank. The car will not go any place without its spark plugs. And so we have these seemingly insignificant little parts that make up a car, but they must be there to make the car go forward. Paul uses the analogy of the body, and I want us to think about the body and this car to get us to the point where I'm going to get to today in just a minute, is everybody is important in the church. Everybody. And so you may think that you are the gas tank. That wasn't funny. You'll get that this afternoon. You may think that you're the battery cable. You may think that you're insignificant, but if you have trusted Christ as Lord, the Spirit of the living God has imparted to you a gift for you to use that is vitally important to the body. Vitally important. Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians 12. My time is running out because we've got CMAers here that got a presentation for you to do today also. 1 Corinthians 12, I'm reading from the NIV today. Paul writes, "Now about spiritual gifts. Brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. Verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit of God imparts in His children a gift or more. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of workings, but the same God works all of them in all men. So you see, God gives to us through His Spirit a gift to be used to bring strength and healing and service to the church and to others and to bring glory to Himself. Verse 7. Now to each one of the manifestations of the Spirit is given. And he begins to list out some of these gifts. I'm only going to read them today. We'll talk about them another day. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. That's a gift. Some people have the gift of wisdom. Godly wisdom. I'm not talking necessarily about wisdom about everything, everyday things, although it may be that. But he's talking about some may have the gift of wisdom, God's wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith. That's an extra measure of faith. You know, when you sit down with 10 people and ask them all the same very difficult question, somebody will emerge from that group with more faith than the rest of them. You've been there probably. You realize. And so there's this measure, this gift of faith. To another, there's gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one. Each person that has trusted Christ as Lord, He gives to them each one just as He, the Spirit of God, determines. Now you might say, Jim, I didn't see nothing in there that fits me. That's okay, we got a couple more lists to look at. Not today, however. Paul goes on about the physical body. The body is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body. He's not talking about denominationalism here, brothers and sisters. He is talking about people who have professed faith in Christ. When we have professed faith in Christ, we are of one body. Regardless of the name on the sign, when we have professed faith in Christ, we are of one body. That's what he's talking about here. Whether Jew or Greek, slave or free, we are all given the one Spirit to drink. Now he continues that analogy of the human body. Now the body is not made up of one part, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, cease to be part of the body. He begins to lay out this argument. Just because you don't think you fit, just because you're a foot and you say, well, I'm not a hand, so I'm no good, he's saying that's not the case. And he takes this argument further. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts but one body. So he gives us this picture of the human body, telling us the vitally importance of all the way from our toes all the way to the top of our head. Every part is necessary. We can't all be an arm. So he has this dialogue about the importance, the vital importance of every part. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. Now here's what I want to emphasize. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. Now, I don't know what translation you have in your lap today. You're looking at the NIV if it's on the board, and that's what I'm reading. It uses different words. But the point here, friends, we must recognize those parts of the body that seem to be weaker. In other words, well, Jim, I'm just a little toe in the makeup of the body. Look at what he says. Those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. In other words, can't get along without them. The body is made up best with all of the parts. And so he emphasizes here, after he's made this picture, he's painted this picture for us of how the whole of the church is made up of different members, Jew or Greek, black or white, rich or poor, he says. But when God, when we have come to Christ as Lord, God has put into us these gifts, these strengths, these talents to be used as a unit, to be used as a body, functioning in service to others, in service to the world, and to bring glory to God. And even though we may think that some may be just a little pinky, Paul reminds us those are indispensable. Cannot run at 100% without them. Cannot go forward in life without you. The church is made up of many different people, many different backgrounds, but the church will function at its absolute optimum when all members of the body are functioning together, working together. Even if we may seem we are one of the weaker, the body functions best when they're all functioning together. I'm running out of time fast. Let me see here where I can bring this together so I can turn it over to our CMAers. I guess let me just draw to close here so I can turn it over to them. I told them I'd give them 10 minutes. I want to do that. I want to end on this today. We're not going to talk about spiritual gifts that are listed there yet. We will in the future. But I want us to remember, no matter how new of a believer we are, how old in age we are, God has a purpose for you. To be used to bring Him glory, to bring service to others. I used for analogy on our opening sermon in this series, I used Bev Shea for an example. You remember when we were talking about bearing fruit? Bev Shea is 103 years old. He's 103 years old and still singing and still making CDs for Jesus. I give you a couple of other analogies. Marie Alley at 94 was still making quilts and giving them away to needy people and new moms with their new babies. Her sister at 92 was still leading. Marie's sister Inez was still leading second graders in Awana every Wednesday night. I just want us to get this today. Every part, if you make up the body because you have trusted Christ as Lord, you are a part of the body, and every part is Spirit given. Every gift is Spirit given. Every part is absolutely necessary. And every part needs to contribute. I'm going to leave it at that for this morning.